Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Okay, I have a good feeling about this. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Wow. Yeah, and boobies. Coming to you for the first time for the Bright Music Hall in Boston. It's Saturday, May 31st. 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher, King Ralph, A Dog Day, Afternoon Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish, Three Amigos. At 420-ish. Let me see your name tags, Boston. Wow. There's some up in the front row that are framed. Devin Decker's Day Off has a frame on it, and Doug B. Surrender to Dorothy. All right. Scary. What's that one over there? Taylor of Panama? Your name is Taylor? Oh, Dan? Danama? I get it now. Back to the Future is a popular motif. We got a Jaws poster over there. We got a Al Pacino, but is that, that's my eyes? Crazy. All right, thank you guys for bringing, even some of the standing room has name tags. So you planned one part of this day well. And I apologize for that there is a standing situation here. I didn't know that would be the case. I mean, I guess I should have figured it out because, they told me the number of people that would fit in here. And I did stand up here once before, and, I knew how small the room was. So to everybody who's standing, thank you so much for doing that. And when there's standing people during my stand-up show, I don't feel bad because we're all standing. Let's all stand around and I'll talk and you laugh and we're all standing. But we all get to sit down up here, so I feel bad for you, and I'll shut up about it now.
Bloomington, Indiana. My mom calls it Bloomies. I'm doing two shows at the Comedy Attic next weekend. And Kansas City, Missouri, I've got some shows coming up there. Oh, and also Columbus, Ohio, next Thursday at the Funny Bone. DougLovesMovies.com is where all my dates are. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies. At Bugs Bottom. It's a great Twitter name. Bugs Bottom. Tweeted, Humboldt Hempwick, you know those things I've been giving away on the show, Humboldt Hempwick sounds like a Harry Potter character. This has been Tweet Relief. Let's do a quick Watch This Not That audience edition. The lady with the Surrender to Dorothy sign, what's a movie that you love other than Wizard of Oz? Just any movie at all. Chef? Is Devin your son? Devin was on last night, and spoiler alert, if you listen to Doug Loves Minis, he competed on stage in the Leonard Maltin game, and it didn't go as well as you probably hoped. But you're back here today. That's awesome. And okay, so Chef, that's interesting choice because I haven't even seen Chef. The guy with the 12 Angry Marks poster, what's a movie you love?
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous, all right. Yeah, that's a movie that I love a lot of it, and parts of it just make my skin crawl with sadness. And it's mostly, the worst part is when Penny Lane, played by, what's her name? Han. Hudson, Kate Hudson, with Han Jr. When she does that whole speech that they say on planes about, you know, the little safety speech and where the exits are and everything, and everybody in the room claps like it's the best thing they ever saw. That I hate that part. There's a few other parts I hate, but it's got some amazing stuff in it. Philip Seymour Hoffman, of course, is great in it. And like I said, I haven't seen Chef, so watch Almost Famous, Not Chef. This has been Watch This, Not That. But after you watch Almost Famous, go to a movie theater and see Chef. Because I'm sure Almost Famous is easier to access. Dorothy, next time, get your shit together. Don't name a movie that's playing in 5 theaters right now. I really want to see it, too. Jon Favreau was on the show and promoted it and everything. Heavy prize bag, you guys. I'm afraid that this Hilton hotel laundry bag is gonna, whoever gets the prizes, it's just all gonna dump out onto the ground at some point tonight when you're walking around drunk. But we've got a Getting Doug with High mug. Yeah, we got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, extra extra large. Unfortunately, we don't know who the winner is gonna be in advance, so I just have to bring a shirt and hope that the winner is that size. Somebody, I think last night, people hand me stuff all the time now, and they're like, put it in the prize bag. This is a CD of The Curtis Mayflower, whoever that is. Maybe it's cool, maybe it's good. We got Gateway Doug, Doug Benson, whoever that is. I don't know what that's about. And then, I got a gift card in here for iTunes, so you can, you know, it's a $10 gift card, so you can buy 5 different premium episodes of Doug Loves Movies and the Benson Interruption. Somebody gave me this weird thing. It's a power cookie, cinnamon maple, and it's vegan. And I think they brought it because they thought Graham Elwood would be there last night. Oh, you gave, Devin gave me this. All right, Devin, thank you. It's in the prize bag today, buddy. Let's get my guests out here. Some of them have traveled very far to be with us today, and I'm very excited about it. Please give a big, warm welcome to Ken Reed, Rory Scovel, and Matt Myra.
Doug, it's good to be home.
Yeah.
This is move-out day, too, so I assume all these people had to vacate their apartments and don't have any place to go till tomorrow when they get a new apartment.
Is that a real thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Move
get
out
with the
day?
Fucking times.
Yeah. Boston fucking move-out day.
Go Sox!
Go Sox! Had a walk-off last coming. Night, yeah. Everybody. Five wins in a row. We're back. Yeah, my accent gets super thick for no reason.
Yeah. She said, Alston Christmas, if you walk around this area on move-out day, you can get free couches and, like...
It's great.
Awesome posters.
There's a chair in my house in Los Angeles that came from this day.
Yeah. Little Oscar coolers.
And it's once a year or what? Every
it's
month?
Once a year. It's when all the... Because Boston loses 30% of its population when all the students leave.
Ah.
And that's why everyone's filled with hate here.
But it's... It's hard grows three sizes that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, the prize bag, I brought one of these cute little hold your weed in it jars from...
They should come up with a better name, Doug.
Yeah. Well, the name Humboldt Hempwick is pretty cool.
All right.
But Ken Reed is here, everybody. Local stand-up comedian. Wow. Brought a bunch of tickets for, I guess, on Friday nights. There's a show called The Gas, which is a stand-up comedy thing.
Yeah.
18 plus, 7 p.m. So there's a bunch of passes for that in here. And what else did you bring, Ken?
I brought some TV guides from my personal TV guide collection. Yeah. We have a selection from various years. Yeah. I have signed them and I will give you personal recommendations of things to watch.
All right, here
from
I
25
am,
years ago.
1984.
1984 with Terry Copley on the cover.
Oh, it from, is. I'm going to go to Sunday. Oh, let's go. Let's drop into your Mondays. Thunderbirds was on.
Yes, classic show, if you like
and then,
terrifying puppets.
We have on Channel 5, WCVB.
Yeah, home of
Roger is worried about the boozing and cruising crowd his brother is hanging around with. Starring Ted McGinley. Yeah. Happy Days Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
The short-lived spin-off to Happy Days.
Made a great hour with What's Happening Now.
This is insane.
Yeah, I have every TV guide from about 1980 to 1995, so.
But does giving these away hurt your collection?
No, these I had doubles. doubles of these. Hey, you guys probably collected Pogs, so you can go fuck yourself.
Maybe, Beanie Babies, maybe you should, maybe when I start Doug Loves TV, maybe that's the show you should be on.
That's true.
Guys, at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Mama Malone!
Take a look as Barbara quickly becomes fed up with her house guests. Mark's old school friends, whose tomfoolery is turning the place into a three-ring circus.
Is that one day at a time?
It sure is.
Yeah. Give that back.
That's when TV was better.
Yeah.
My favorite short TV guide listing, it might not even be TV guide, it might have been like in the daily newspaper, but it was the description of an episode of Cheers, and the entire thing was Cliff hires an ape.
Excellent.
You need no more information.
Yeah.
And it got 30 million viewers.
That's right. Won an Emmy that year.
That's Matt Myra talking about being happy to be home.
Yeah.
I think it's still a little too early. Not everyone's heard the last Super Tournament of Championships, so it's too early.
No spoilers.
Too early to say what happened, but Matt was a participant in that, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
now I'm here without glasses because I lost them last night at Canopy Lake Park.
Did you check the lost and found, though?
I lost them on the Yankee Cannonball. And it's second to last ride of the night in the midst of riding it for the sixth time.
They just flew off of you?
They were in. I had put them in my pocket because I thought that was smart.
No.
And then I felt my phone like hanging like three quarters of the way out of my pocket. I was like, oh, shove that back in. And then I was like, oh, dear God, my glasses.
Some kid's gonna win a game at Canopy Lake today and
he's
get a pair of glasses.
Clubmasters for a nearsighted fellow.
Do you want this Bon Jovi mirror or these glasses?
Bon Jovi mirror! Oh my god! I just remembered all of those prizes.
And Silent, for some reason, probably because he has nothing to say about the Boston area.
I have zero local references.
It's Rory Scovel, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Boston.
Let's go back to Matt because I forgot to mention what he brought for his prizes.
Sure.
Star Trek Into Darkness and Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Because both of those films take place in Boston.
When you get tired of that piece of shit, Star Trek Into Darkness, throw in Good Will Hunting and have a good time. How about them apples?
I think J.J. Abrams should remake
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
You see, there's a lot of lens flares now.
Future Matt Damon comes back.
Oh, I'm listening.
Tells him that the equation was wrong.
Oh! Yeah, it was so complex, no one ever worked it out to see if it was right.
Yeah, it just looks right. You wrote a bunch of numbers, it's probably right.
That's a lot of chalk up there. It's probably right.
Turns out, Robin Williams is actually the Fisher King.
Awakenings.
Yeah. You just said awakenings.
And almost did jazz
hands. Like you could have also just said Mrs. Doubtfire.
That should have been the trailer for Awakenings. Just you in the theater going, Awakenings. And then the opening date, and everyone would have seen that movie, and there'd be a lot more
Had Howard that happened, fans. I might not have cried at the end of it.
Yeah.
Real sad movie, Doug.
A lot of bow ties in that movie. A lot of bow tie action.
Ah, oh, it's a good movie. Rory, what do you think of Awakenings?
I never saw it.
What about Late for Dinner?
Didn't see it. This is going to be weird, but I've never seen one movie.
I pride myself on that.
You've been on the show a bunch of times.
I know, it's why I don't know what I'm doing here.
Last night you beat Devin in the Leonard Maltin game.
Devin beat himself. And I was there to collect the treasures.
Kenneth, quick question. What's the frequency? And
it's 100 megahertz.
Have you been to the movies lately, Ken Reed?
Not that recently. I did see Grand Budapest Hotel, which I enjoyed.
That's a good one, yeah.
It's a good one, yeah. And I saw the Alan Partridge movie, which I enjoyed.
I've heard good things about that.
Yeah.
I have not watched that yet, but...
It's a lot like Airheads. But with an erudite British sensibility.
That's what Airheads needed.
It really did. It really did.
Was that British sensibility.
I was like, Airheads, not smug enough.
What about you, Matt? Have you been to the cinema?
Nope.
I love it. Love saves so much time.
Yeah.
Rory and I had a movie date yesterday in Providence. We saw... What did we see? How do you pronounce it?
Magnificent.
It was maleficent.
I've heard good things about that.
What'd you guys think?
It was very maleficent.
I didn't like it. That was fucking stupid.
It's probably because you'd never seen a movie before, didn't know what to expect.
It's like, I don't have any contacts.
These people aren't even actually in the room.
Yeah.
When you said you've never seen a movie, I can't believe I didn't say we saw one yesterday.
Hold on, that was a movie?
That doesn't count as a movie.
I liked it. But I think I liked it because the whole time I was sitting there going, I'm going to interrupt this someday.
Yeah.
No. What people don't realize is Doug was interrupting it during the movie.
Yeah. There's a lot of goofy shit going on in it. But I found it enjoyable.
How was the nudity?
Not enough of it. Like in no nudity. There's more nudity in Frozen.
Love it.
And I'm just talking about the snowman's nose. His dick nose. That'd be a fun meme, put a dildo there instead of a carrot.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
That's just funny to do on any snowman, though. It doesn't even have to be in that movie.
That's right. Next winter, I'm going to load up on dildos and drive around town.
Well, if Doug, you live in Los Angeles.
Either way, load up on dildos.
Ship in some snow from Northern California. It is move-out day. You could probably go onto the sidewalks and pick up any number of dildos this time of year. People don't take those home from college.
Fair enough. So
I told someone that Maleficent was a sequel to Gia, and they believe me.
Kind of is.
No, it's not, guys.
No?
She dies.
She comes back as an evil witch.
Okay, I'm on board.
What was your least favorite thing about Maleficent, Rory?
Great question, Doug. I think all of it. I just really hated... I didn't enjoy
You hated that Oz movie last year.
Here's what I hate. They keep taking these animated cartoons and turning them into live-action movies and reinventing it and changing things around when all anyone wants them to do is just take the animated movie word for word, shot for shot, just make it real life. And people would be so happy. And I know no one's applauding.
That's fine. They're afraid. They don't want to mess with Disney.
I am your leader in this fight that means nothing to anyone. This is my platform.
Do you think anyone went to that Oz movie last year thinking it was a movie version of HBO's Oz and was like, what the fuck is this?
It was. It just all took place in an anal cavity.
Yeah, yeah. It was what someone imagined during a dark time.
Yeah.
Oh, Zach Braff's in there.
He's the voice of the monkey.
Was he hired by Cliff?
Cliff.
To be the voice of a monkey.
He hired an ape. Cliff hired an ape, not a monkey.
Well, that's why he didn't pay him.
Guys, let's I'll go to Cheers later.
But not the shitty real one. The one that looks like the TV show.
We're gonna go to Faneuil Hall to the shitty one.
What's the real Cheers called?
The Bullfinch Pub.
Okay.
Don't applaud that.
People are excited.
Yeah.
You get a Lilith chicken salad and some Frasier fries.
They're very bland.
Watch it.
Ooh, big Frasier fit.
All right, you guys. This is a part of the show, of course, where I say, let the games begin. There's a lot of name tags here tonight, this afternoon.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Matt Myra doesn't have his glasses, so he's probably going to pick the biggest one. But, gentlemen, go pick out who you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, Rory?
I am playing for...
Carrie. She has an octopus parasol, and she wrote the Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest. It's a Kraken, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Carrie Bean.
All right, so Rory's playing for Carrie. Who are you playing for, Matt?
I just enjoy that someone just yelled out, it's a Kraken. I am playing for Mark, who did a 12 Angry Marks poster. Yeah. And there are certainly 12 Marks on here. Good job, Mark. And they're all starring Mark, directed by Mark.
Mark. Ken, what are you doing?
I'm a little embarrassed I picked this, but it's the Akengers. So I'm playing for Ken. And someone put my face on there, and I have a huge ego. But it's all Ken's.
Yeah, it's Jennings, Watanabe, Jung, Marino.
Kendra.
Kendra Wilkinson or whatever.
Yep. Ken Burns.
Ken Burns, of course.
Yeah.
Thought it was Austin Powers. And
me.
Who that is?
That's me.
Oh, Ken, that is you.
That's Ken Reed.
Wow.
Yeah, they
nicely done.
Nicely done, everybody. Yeah.
All right, we'll play a few warm-up games before we get to the Leonard Maltin game. And this first one is called Build a Title. And
Excellent.
Since I wanted to pick a movie that takes place in the area, or at least in the water outside of the area, so we're going to start with Perfect Storm. Perfect Storm. And whoever can think of one first, just jump in and do one. Perfect Storm.
Picture Perfect Storm.
There you go.
Perfect Storm Chasers?
You got to... I mean, sure.
There's a movie called Storm Chasers?
No.
All right. Well, this is going great. Ken's already out.
I'm about to be.
So, Rory, it's Pitch Perfect Storm. So you need something that ends in pitch or begins with storm.
Begins with pitch?
Well, I said
ends
picture.
Ends with pitch or begins with storm.
Okay.
You can do it. No, no help from the audience, please.
Is Ryan... Nope.
Something pitch.
This is the closest I'll ever get to being like back in fifth grade and having to answer a question I wasn't. I'm like, I don't know words.
I hope that's true, because it would be a really weird situation if you were back in fifth grade at some point in the future.
Nothing?
I have nothing.
All right, Matt wins.
Yeah.
I mean, why would anybody bring up in this particular neighborhood a motion picture called Fever Pitch?
No. We're not allowed to bring that up.
I didn't want to give that
well,
to the
crowd. Well, ironically, no one here actually enjoys that movie.
No.
No one wants to claim it?
Unless we're all talking about the Colin Firth version, which right. is the English version, of course, yeah. Then we enjoy that.
Much better movie.
Yeah, and on the other end, you could have gone with Stormy Monday or Stormy Weather, but that proved to be a very tough one. And when people write to me on Twitter, why don't you play Build a Title? And it's because the guests always suck at it. That's why. Yeah.
Or Trouble with the Curve. That's a pitch.
For me, the trouble with the curve was all of it. But now let's play ABCD's Nuts. We're going to start with you, Matt. And the object here, for anybody that doesn't know, is we're going to spell out something. And each letter that we do, we're going to name... All you have to do is name a movie that begins with that letter. So that seems a lot easier than the last game. So
I hate the last game.
Hopefully Rory is actually smarter than a fifth grader. And... could think of any movie that begins with a letter. And but if you match what I've written down ahead of time, then you win automatically. Nice. If our minds are simpatico. We're gonna spell out, it's already been mentioned today, Good Will Hunting.
Ooh. Yeah.
So the first letter, Matt, is G, and then we'll go to Rory for O, and Ken for another O. You know how it works. Matt, what do you got for G?
Oh, the Steve Carell classic, Get Smart.
What made you think of that?
I don't know.
All right. I went with Gone Baby Gone because it takes place in Boston.
Nice.
Oh, that's where you're going. I got gotcha. You.
What do you got for the letter O, Rory?
Omen.
All right, good. I'll give you this one time. It's called The Omen.
I'm not...
And begins with the letter T.
And I want to just admit something up front. I knew it was The Omen, but I also knew that I'm so bad that you would let me have that.
Playing on the sympathies.
We got to actually play the game for a while. You're out because you missed on the first O. All the movies name O, you pick one that begins with a T.
I thought we were doing the Norwegian version of Good Will Hunting. Gutta Will Hunting. All right, we'll add some laughs there in post.
So what do you got for the letter O?
I'm going with the
Rory.
Oh.
Yeah, he
that
still
didn't
gets
count. Go
he still gets to do it properly.
Oh, I have to do another O?
But you haven't done one yet.
Oh, I thought you were going to let me have the
O. The O begins with T. No, I'm letting you say a movie begins with O to prove that you can do it.
It's a do-over.
Jesus Christ.
Just say it. Just go, oh. Wait,
What?
Oh.
See what happens.
Oh. Oh.
Yes.
There you go.
I got this. I got this. I got this.
I went with Oklahoma because I'm going to be in Oklahoma City on Saturday, June 28th.
Oh, you're good at this.
Fourth game. Annual Doug Benson Day. All right, so you get another O there, Ken.
I'm going to go with the John Candy classic, Only the Lonely.
Oh, very sweet. Nice shout out to the dead man.
Yeah, it's a sad dead man.
I went with Octopussy.
Nice.
Because I have slept with 8 women. No, because...
At once?
Because as a tribute to our friend Matt Myra has a podcast called James Bonding.
Which is exactly why my movie is Die Another Day.
Oh, interesting. I went with Diamonds Are Forever.
Almost did it. Almost did it.
I can't believe every letter has so many options. Get it? Options? Remember before when I was bad?
What have you got for W, Rory?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Also shot in Boston.
That's right. Started as a documentary.
I went with Whip It because I'm going to do an interruption of that movie in Kansas City at the Alamo Draft House on June 14th. I, Matt.
I. Robot.
That's a good one. I went with I Am Road Comic, a new documentary that I'm in that's going to be screening on June 24th at CineFamily in Los Angeles. We're going to do a Douglas Movies before that, so go to cinefamily.org for tickets. L, Ken.
Last Starfighter.
Oh. I haven't seen that in a while. Does that hold up?
I think it holds up. Okay. It's a pretty good movie.
It's not The Last Starfighter?
I'm pretty sure it's A Last Starfighter.
It is The Last Starfighter.
Oh, God damn it, it is.
I'll give you, since Rory got one, you get one. Matt, you don't get one.
Great.
Okay. I'm going with Last Man Standing.
Yeah, okay.
That's not a though.
That was a movie. I went with L.A. Confidential. Because I'm going to be doing a Douglas Movies at Meltdown Comics in L.A. on Sunday, June 22nd. L is the next letter.
Is that me?
It's Rory, yeah.
Lost in Translation.
Oh, now you're suddenly great at this.
No, I'm cheating. Someone's got a sign in the back.
He's wearing an earpiece.
Put down your name tags. I went with Live and Let Die.
That's what I would have gone with.
Yeah, of course.
Me too.
You get an H. Turn. You get some H.
I'll go with one of my favorite movies, High Fidelity.
Oh, nice. Okay. I went with Hannah and Her Sisters because I'm going to be in New York City at the Gramercy Theater on June 30th.
Oh, that's a good venue. There's a Dunkin' Donuts right next door.
Yeah.
Do they have Dunkin' Donuts in the Northeast?
No. It's all Krispy Kremes. I know
all,
that it's not.
It's all In-N-Out Burger here.
Yeah.
Don't be sad.
Are you sad because you don't have it? Because I got news for you. It's not that good.
Yeah it's not.
There's nothing.
Five Guys is
kind of
better.
Yeah.
Five Guys.
Also, you don't want to go to a place that's a euphemism for screwing.
Unless you're fucking Five Guys.
I was about to say. And you might not want to go to Five Guys either. Yeah.
Who's you?
I'm you.
You.
This got very metaphysical for a second here.
Who are you? I am you.
I am you. You are I. I'm going to go with the Keith Coogan classic, Under the Boardwalk.
Oh, you know I'm in that, right?
Are you in that?
Yeah.
I did not know you were in that.
Is that That's why true. You wrote it down?
Nope.
Oh.
I wrote U571.
Nice.
The old Rory special.
Yep.
Yeah, N.
9.5 weeks. Well, that's a number, right?
Was it your turn?
I thought it was.
Was it?
You looked
He's
at me.
He's getting double turns.
Is it my turn?
Go.
It goes every time.
If you want to say what I said, that's totally cool.
You know what? I'm not going to say what you said because I have nothing to lose.
Dummy.
And that delivery is why I'm not in movies.
It'd work great on TV, though.
Yeah, they love that on TV.
Yeah.
I went with Noah because I'll be interrupting that at CineFamily in LA on June 12th. Have you guys seen Noah?
No, I couldn't bring myself to do it.
It's nuts. It's true.
I'm surprised that it's nuts. It seemed totally...
It's just, if you're going to make a movie based on a fake story and then make up more shit, what's going on? Like, what is happening to society?
Maybe they didn't think it was believable enough, so they really wanted to...
Movieable
it's true.
Enough?
It's true. I never got into the Bible because they didn't have any rock monsters.
Yeah. The never-ending story meets the Bible, it kind of makes sense.
That's exactly what the B-52s sang about rock monsters.
Yeah.
So it's Matt's turn now?
T? I'll go with The Omen.
Perfect! Perfect.
Bullshit. It's Omen, bro.
I went with The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Which you'll be interrupting...
tomorrow in Yonkers.
Nice, nice.
We're gonna go bonkers in Yonkers. I is the next letter.
Going with Inglourious Basterds.
Someone in the audience. Ooh! Ooh!
Remember that guy?
Yes.
There was a guy, everything he was in. Yeah, he just turned around and go, yes.
What a career you could have back in those days.
Yeah, now you gotta do a lot of different stuff.
It sucks.
You gotta be a multi-talent. You can't just
it's
be
tough, man. Get me the miss guy. I can't do it. That's why we need him.
What did you say in Glorious Bastards? I said Innerspace because the great director Joe Dante is going to be on Doug Loves Movies soon.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I love Joe Dante.
Yeah, he's awesome. And.
Is it Rory?
Yeah.
In to me. I'm going to go with the Robert Redford classic, Natural.
Nah, for real, for real. Nah, but for real.
Is No Place Like Home, is that a movie?
All right, you're out. Three strikes.
I think that is a movie.
All right, so the end goes to Matt.
Good luck, dude.
Nebraska.
I went with Never Say Never Again because
I almost
you
said
have
it.
A podcast about James Bond.
Have you seen a James Bond movie?
Yeah, once or twice. Once or twice.
Seen one.
And the final letter, G.
Godzilla.
Of course.
Oh, I would have not done that.
What would you have said, Matt?
I would have said, Gone Baby Gone, because we're in Boston.
But if you wanted to say a James Bond movie, what would you say?
I would say Goldfinger.
I went with GoldenEye.
Fuck you! Oh!
So close.
I would have gone with Godot, comma, waiting for.
That's how it's filed.
No, in nowhere is it filed like that.
Yeah, are you familiar with the Dewey Decimal System?
Yes, and even then it would be filed under W.
Let's go to the Boston Public Library.
All right, everyone to Copley, now. Local references get you local work.
Yeah, it's true.
That is true.
I never want to leave Boston. I don't think you understand I was being sarcastic.
New York. Hey, Devin, can you do me a huge favor?
Can you yell out Europe?
I will go to Europe for you.
Cool. Wow, that's the most romantic thing anybody's ever said.
Yeah.
Doug, are you going to order a drink from the stage?
That's my plan, yeah.
Me too.
Ooh, yeah. Can I do that?
But I was going to see if Devin could go get them for us.
It has to be a drink that starts with G.
Devin, here's a drink ticket. This will get you one free beverage that you will then bring to me.
And make sure you tip them when you go over there.
Rory will be handing you money for a tip.
There's
the tips for everybody.
And that's not for you.
Does Dorothy drink? Does she drink? Oh, here you go. Here's some for Dorothy.
Oh, she drinks.
Some for Dorothy.
I'll also do a kettle. What is it?
We're all getting a kettle one and soda.
We're all gonna do that. Do you like that, Dorothy? Kettle one and soda. She's in for one too. Let's
Dorothy's
get
the kettle one
up,
and soda.
Guys.
We're doing it.
I can't believe there's people standing over there.
Oh my God, they're around the corner.
All right, well, we'll see you after the show.
Those tickets cost more to get the backside view. But this crew,
Oh, this.
Why don't we get them over here in this corner, right over here?
Fire.
It's fire. Fire.
It's a fire fucking fire hazard.
No,
Doug.
Right here, right here.
I don't know,
that's
Doug.
Right here. That's the fire corner, right here.
You the fire last corner. Four. You four, come here.
Yeah, come over here.
You, get over here.
Come on.
Go guys. In the corner.
Throw
the
them out.
Go in that corner.
Kick them out.
You guys are now gonna right over here where Douglas is pointing, just the right there. Here.
Single file.
And be sure to stand.
Single file.
Laugh at all my jokes.
And be sure to stand so that these people that have front row seats can't see.
You better stand, boy, girl, too. If I see any sort of touching.
I don't want any hanky-panky.
Do not start a fire.
No friction.
That'd be the worst way.
Do to. Not pull the red lever behind you. You'll release thousands of ghosts.
Don't open that door either.
What does that movie start with? It starts with the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's a team.
Referencing
it's
the cartoon.
Ghostbusters, yeah. I'd like to see a movie of the Filmation Ghostbusters with the ape.
With the ape?
Yeah.
Didn't they do a live action TV?
In the 70s, yeah, with the cartoon yeah, yeah. was so based
you,
off of.
You saw it. Then
yeah.
it happened.
Yeah, that happened.
So
but
don't
it wasn't
worry
a movie.
About it. Okay, come on. Don't worry about it.
See it on the big screen.
It's in the TV guide.
I can't wait for Ghostbusters 3, which will probably be fantastic.
Yeah. I think it's going to be the Exorcist 3 of Ghostbusters movies. And that Fabio will be in it.
The David Duchovny movie, Evolution, was the original script for Ghostbusters 3. Did anybody know that? That's not Whoa. A joke, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not joking
that
around
was true.
About that.
That's
that
serious
was
shit.
Yeah. Julianne Moore played the...
Oh.
What?
I spilled a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, you
of...
knocked over what was left of your drink?
Yeah, sure did, Doug. Out of anger, because no one enjoyed my factoid.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it? Thank you. And you did, too. Thank you. Well, you said great movie. No. Whoa! Killing it over here. Coming at Doug. Here, just... Oh, all right. Take, There. We, yep, that's going that way.
No, I'm good. I'm driving everybody home tonight. I mean everybody at this show. So if you parked here, you're going to have to come back tomorrow and get your car, because I am driving you home. I have a Honda Civic, so it's going to take a while. But we got a number system.
All right, now that we got another round of drinks, let's play Last Man Stanton. And Devin and Dorothy, put your heads... Oh, they're both taking a sip. Congratulations. Mother and daughter, drunk club.
Enjoy luck club, Doug.
Did the Joy Luck Club?
You guys are Asian women in San Francisco? That's cool.
I was going to say that, but I'm glad you said it first.
That they were the Joy Luck Club?
Yeah.
You were going to say
I've
that?
Been thinking it all night. At 5 o'clock.
Devin, you can select someone for us to play Last Man Stanton with today. Matt's going to go first. Then we'll go to Ken, then to me, and that'll give Rory plenty of time to think.
Not enough.
It'll give him
Angelina
some time.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. Interesting. Nice. Okay. Wow. That's kind of a finite number of movies, but we'll also include the ones that she's directed.
Okay.
And of which there's probably just the one. Is that why you're laughing? She's making another one right now, though. Anyway, Matt, Angelina Jolie, do it.
Hackers.
Girl Interrupted.
No one's clapping for that? It's based
it's
in this
probably
space.
The least impressive pull, considering she won an Academy Award for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, get it out of the way. It's smart.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you right now, Gia is off the table. It's an HBO
movie. It's an HBO movie, that's
HBO
true.
HBO TV, made for TV.
So I'm going to go with Gone in 60 Seconds.
Salt.
Nice. Two.
God, the high is too high for me right now.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Daniel Craig classic Tomb Raider.
Tin Cup.
Nice.
What?
Nope. You meant the other one with the
tin
word
cup.
In it. Nope.
You meant,
no.
You meant
Pushing Tin.
Pushing tin, God damn it. God damn it. Yes, I did.
You meant the Cusackian
so
and not
sorry.
The Costnerian.
Yeah, sorry. So you're out, Ken.
I know.
And
I know.
I'm going to go with Pushing Tin.
Oh, fuck.
I think you meant Pushing Tin.
Ken, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go with Maleficent.
Oh. I'm gonna go with. Oh boy. I don't enjoy her work.
That's unusual.
gonna have to say the.
I can't believe this might come down to me and Rory.
God damn it! Hang on. No.
You hang on.
I'm closing my eyes so I don't see anyone in the audience. I'm gonna have to say.
Why are they all miming
she
things?
Was in,
yes.
Oh, so holding up their name.
They're all sign language.
I don't know. Could you? I don't fucking have my glasses. That did nothing for me.
If you hadn't gone to Canopy Lake last night, this would
fucking
not be a problem.
Fucking Canopy
right
Lake.
Now.
So I can't think of one. So I'll just say what that looks like to me, which is the poster for The Mummy Returns, which is incorrect.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is exhilarating. I've never gotten this far.
All right, Matt's out. I'm going to say Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Walking with the Enemy. Isn't that the movie she just directed?
Well, first of all,
is that a movie?
It's not out yet or anything.
Oh, so it's not officially a movie?
But is that also really what it's called? Walking with the Enemy?
Is that the sequel to Sleeping
is
with the
Enemy?
Is that
the movie she's currently directing? Thank you. That we only need one answer and she covered it.
It was the sequel to Sleeping with the Enemy.
It's Walking the Next Day. It's like the
Walk of Shame.
Walk of Shame with the Enemy.
Yeah. You sleep with him and then you gotta do something.
Gotta do something, so let's walk.
All right, so we need someone in the audience to verify that she's making a movie called Walking with the Enemy.
Everyone,
is that true?
Take out your Google.
It's actually
this gentleman is very confidently saying yes as though he was a PA on the movie.
Confirmation right there.
It's Walking with the Anemone. It's slightly different.
Oh, guy in the gray shirt is 90% sure, so let's give it to him.
He is 40% sure more than I am.
I'm going to take it just in the interest of moving this the fuck along.
We're getting a no from someone I'm seeing the screen, the phone light in their face.
All
they're
right,
saying no.
Matt, you don't need to speak anymore. You're not in this game. What, you're looking shit up on your phone now?
No,
hold
this
on
is his
a second
phone.
Here.
This
he's
is his
dosing.
Phone.
All right, great.
Look at my
great
stance.
Great, I already said that I believed you and that I wanted to move on. And yet we're still talking about
can
it.
Can anyone
I
confirm
that,
that it's called Walking with the Enemy? If anyone can confirm that. Anyone at all could confirm
don't
that.
Please stop asking the audience to yell shit out. It's quiet time now. Everyone who's not Rory doesn't need to speak for the rest of this game. Here we go. The Changeling. Rory, your turn.
Mm-hmm. Tomb Raider 2.
I'm going to need the full title.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, come on, Jesus, if I've ever needed you now. Come on.
Is that the title?
Tomb Raider. Yeah, that's the whole title. Tomb Raider 2, I need you, Jesus.
Come on, Jesus.
Tomb Raider and Lara Croft. The Adventures of Lara Croft, Tomb Raider 2, The End of Time, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Electric Boogaloo.
No, no Tomb Raider it's not 2. The Search for Curly's Gold. It's The Cradle of Life. Cradle of Life.
So know. It kind of was about Jesus.
That means Doug's our winner.
I win, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead and yell out what we missed. Bone collector, bone collector.
I can't understand anything.
I heard every single one of those very clearly.
Sky Captain, god damn it.
Yeah, Sky Captain and
then I heard a muffled one.
Beowulf.
Oh, yes, Beowulf. Wasn't she in Shark Tale also? Wanted. The Tourist.
A League of Their Own, you're right.
Yeah. Every woman actress was in that movie. A lot of people don't know it. Every woman actress was in A League of Their Own.
Actually, she was Madonna mixed Angelina, with Gina Davis.
I love the expression, woman actress.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie just actually operates Penny Marshall. The Henson team built her a Penny Marshall puppet.
She took over the role from John Voight. She inherited it when he died. I don't know if you guys know John Voight's dead.
It's been dead for years.
Yeah.
All right, who lasted longer than that between Matt and Ken?
Matt.
Do we remember?
Matt lasted Matt longer.
All right, so it's time for the Leonard Maltin game.
Whoa! Yeah.
Rory is first, then we go to Matt, and then we go to Ken. Good luck to everybody. Rory, you get to pick a category. Let me pull up my Len Maltin app. Pull up this dead app. I hope he makes a new one, like, within the next couple of years.
Is there any chance of you going back to the book, Doug?
I guess I might have to.
Yeah.
That would suck, though. It's just different with the book.
You're talking about the Leonard Maltin book, not the Bible, right?
Oh, Jesus. No, we're going to play the Leonard Maltin game with the Bible.
It looks like I'm going to the book, guys.
This one's chapter 10, verse 73.
It stars all the people.
Celebrating a birthday today, Rory, is the great Clint Eastwood. So the films of Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
And this is just movies where he was in it, where he's just a woman actress.
He was good as that.
Okay.
At Aaron underscore Alexis suggested Gerard Depardieu. And that's Gerard Depardieu movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. And then Comedy Film Guy suggested Duck Soup. Duck Soup. Which is movies with a food fight. So I should say duck, comma, soup.
I'm going to go Clint Eastwood.
All right. It's his birthday. 2000 is the year this movie came out. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls it an amiable yarn.
Amiable.
Yeah, all right.
It's a good guy.
He also calls it barely believable. So it's amiable and barely believable. And he lists 12 names?
12 angry names.
12 angry marks.
10.
That's a strong opening bid.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah? 0.
Oh! Ken, what are you going to do with that?
I'll go -1.
Oh! Okay, Rory.
Had a feeling it would play out this way.
I'm going to go -2.
Since I know Rory very well. Rory, please name that movie.
Ha! All right, Rory.
Even if you know it, I feel like you have the order wrong. Go.
Here's the thing. Okay. I don't know it. And I don't know the order. But I'm going to try, and I'm going to go Space Cowboys, Tommy Lee Jones, Clint Eastwood.
Wow. Order is wrong!
Is that the right movie?
I can't believe that you got all 3 of those correct.
Except
you got their names in the wrong order.
I didn't know.
Since 1970, Clint Eastwood has not been in a movie where he wasn't the top billed person.
Oh, I misunderstood. I've never had to name it there. I've never had to name this.
Show me the rules.
I've never been
writing
this far in the game before. At least my heart was in the right place.
Wow.
That was... I'm impressed, Rory. I'm impressed.
Yeah, he dove right in there and thought... So you thought you'd name him from the bottom up when you go into negative? No, because it flips the other way.
Do I look like I understand anything?
Wait, you sounded like you did when you were blurting shit out before I could explain to you how it works.
Wait, you explained how it works?
I would have said it if you didn't just start yelling out the answer.
I don't know if that's true.
No, I don't buy this because...
I don't believe that.
That's an amiable response.
He's saying that the 12th billed person in this movie is Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, he's often 12th billed.
Wait, what?
No.
Because you have to go from the bottom up.
No, I know, but I thought he thought it was backwards.
No, I didn't think. I
point is, I get
negative
the point.
One is like the lead. I thought negative two is everyone else. So I get what you're saying, and I get my mistake, and I kind of wish we could quit shaming me in front of strangers.
First if we introduce you to everybody, we'll be okay.
That was. Yeah.
Well, these they're not strangers anymore.
Carrie, we were robbed.
You don't know them, but they know you.
Carrie, we were robbed.
That was for you, Mark.
All right, so let's just do this. Let's just say. Let's just, nobody gets
a point.
Is
that a fucking Flipper impression?
That's how I laugh. It's my gift.
Yeah.
That's my gift.
He gets answers using echolocation.
Let's just scrap that round entirely.
I can't even believe I got that, to be honest.
I mean, Matt, do you really want that point?
No, we'll scrap it.
Because he fucking nailed it. He's just stupid.
No,
he...
He savanted his way through that.
Doug, I agree with you.
I've never, ever been in the negative name thing and even remotely thought I would even know it. So I'm thrilled whether I win or lose.
Well, yeah, let's start the Leonard Maltin game, shall we?
So I've heard about this Leonard Maltin game.
Practice round over.
Yeah, now do you understand how it works?
Yeah.
Like, if you said 12 angry marks, you would say Mark, Mark, Mark.
But that's the wrong order.
Oh.
You just did them in the wrong order.
No, Mark's first.
Oh, I get it. Just before you do anything, Rory, from now on, just take a breath.
It's good life advice, too.
Yeah.
It's not... Now, who you play for again? Rihanna?
Yep. Rihanna's here today. She brought a umbrella. Ella, Carrie Bean. Caribbean.
All right. So you get to pick a category again.
Okay.
I can't believe you're being rewarded for what just happened.
I can't either.
CougarBait7 on Twitter suggested, "Don't follow me. You'll just get in trouble." What? No. Suggested staycation, and that's movies where someone is held hostage in their own home. It's happened more than you'd think. Or another category, the big C. And the big C is movies that begin with the letter C.
Hmm.
I love when people, you know, it's like...
And, I'm gonna go
and,
with the...
And...
Oh, sorry.
See what I said about taking a fucking breath?
I didn't know you were gonna take
just
a four-minute breath.
Slow it down. At Ship Shape Sean... suggested, I never saw the first one, and that's a movie with a number in the title that's not part of a series. An example, of course, would be U571.
Or 12 Angry Marks.
That was not a sequel to U570. which one of those would you like, Rory?
I'm going to go with that first one about the hostage crisis.
About the crisis.
It's topical.
2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that has people held hostage in their own home. He calls this movie, he says the main character in this movie is cocky. He also says this movie is caustic, and it has top-notch performances. And he lists 11 names. Oh, sorry, the year is 1994. 1994. Mm-hmm. 2.5 stars from Rory. Mm-hmm. How many can you get it in, Rory, out of 11?
11.
Now that's the old Rory's back.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I jumped out of the tree too soon. My wings hadn't developed yet.
Don't touch them.
Here's how I feel about this whole game right now. Rory, name that movie.
Wow.
I'm going to give you 11.
Okay, all right.
One of them's going to be Kevin Spacey. Right. You're going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Now, this one I have to warn you guys ahead of time that most of you are going to know what it is. And so please don't resist the urge to yell out because we all just need to stare at Rory.
This is all of school for me. I'm prepared for this.
Here's your 11 names. I'm not even going to give you the clues again. I think we're all above that.
Except for the one person who needs them.
Do you really want the clues again?
No.
B.
B.D. Wong was in this movie.
Maybe I do know
you,
it.
You may remember him from Oz.
Which one?
The prison one.
Okay.
Bob Ridgely, Bill Raymond, Christine Baranski, Richard Bright, Raymond J. Barry, Glynis Johns, Robert J. Steinmiller Jr. You're
giving it away now.
Kevin Spacey, Judy Davis, and Dennis Leary. Rory, the movie is called...
The Ref?
That's correct.
Hey, he did it!
See, this is why you need the book, because he should have just spiked it.
Raise your hand in the audience if you did not know that answer.
Get out.
Five people.
What?
No, it was a lot more than that, but...
That was
They're probably all too young for 1994 movies, but congratulations, Rory, on getting such a reaction from such an easy task.
Rory, that was my gift to you for thinking of Space Cowboy.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for all the support.
Yeah. You got the point you deserved last round. Now we can move forward.
He's officially earned it.
In my mind, I've already won.
Okay, good night.
No one's ever done that move before.
You should have, Doug, you should start a tournament of losers. And just everybody.
It's called the show most weeks.
Everybody that names it with all the names gets in.
You know, you remember the mistake you made the very first time you played.
I do indeed.
Can you tell us about it?
It was Stephen King movies. The year given was, the year The Shining came out. I still don't know what fucking year it was.
1980?
Yeah, about 80.
Sure. And I was playing, it was Hardwick and Jonah. We were all playing together. And I gave him all the names. No, it was one less than all the names, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I gave him.
You gave him a lot of names.
Eight of the nine names. No, you even said Jack Nicholson.
So he had all the names.
Yeah.
And you thought you were being clever.
I thought I had no chance to name it anyway.
And all this time's gone by, you've been in tournaments and stuff, and you still think letting someone have all the names is a strategy.
It's a good move.
Honestly, I thought he deserved the point from Space Cowboys just because of how wonderful it was to see him go negative, even though he was wrong.
I think what I'm learning from this is that in this game, we've all made mistakes before.
Actually, Doug's never made one.
Yeah, so far, Ken's doing great.
I'm nailing it.
Yeah. Because Ken gets to go first this time. And, and then we'll go to Matt. And Ken gets to pick between at Real Gravy, G-R-A-V-E-Y, suggested El Deuterino. And that's movies with seven or more words in the title if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Nice.
Brody Qualls, Q-U-A-L-S, suggested Juice Bigelow. And that's movies where fruit or vegetable is used in a sex act.
Oh.
Like, I guess, or the simulation of a sex act. And at Elliot's World suggested, hold on to your potatoes. And that is movies that take place in Ireland. Which one of those?
I'm going to go with Juice Bigelow.
Okay. This movie that has fruit or vegetables used in a simulation of a sex act gets 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that two of the actors in this movie were in another movie by the same director, and Leonard thinks that they're presumably showed up in this one as a favor.
So that happens.
That's a weird thing to put in a review. And he also says that, and the reason I gave that as a clue is because this is a really tough one to pick stuff out of. Oh, he also says, he calls it an amusing film that never quite takes off. And he lists 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Ken?
What year is it from?
2003.
Ooh. Ooh. Six names.
Whoa.
Of 11 names?
Yeah, that's an interesting opening bid, man.
That is a bid where... Oh, fuck
you,
everybody.
You don't know what to do.
I'm gonna... Oh, man. Because I bet the favors show up early in the listing, because they're not going to be there all the time. Oh. 2003.
Is the fruit one of the names?
What is he doing? Is he bluffing? I don't know. God damn it. Because here's how this works. I could bid five.
Sure, you could.
Yeah, it could go to my good friend Rory.
Best friend, go ahead.
Best friend Rory.
Who's going to say name it?
Who's going to say...
That's guess is that he'll just throw it back at you.
And then it's up to me, and I don't, honestly, I'm going to have
to... But
then
you get to hear the names.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing that people always kind of don't really think about.
That's true.
That might be a clue.
Unless
six is a great opening bid, because it really puts you in a position.
Yeah, it does put me in a tough spot.
It puts me in a position of asking you to just fucking
answer. All right, but if I do it, then he gets... Then I don't want him to have the 2 points. You see, that's the problem there. If I don't know it...
No, that's smart, then. Then you should, ask Ken to name it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say, Ken, please name this movie.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's the strategy.
Yeah, strategy. Thank you, gray shirt.
All right, six names. And say it as soon as you know it. That'll be fun, because you're not going to need all six.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg.
Ah, fuck.
Harv Presnell. Craig Kilborn. Perry Reeves. Leah Remini. Oh, you did need all six.
I do, yeah.
Juliette Lewis.
Oh, my God.
Come on!
I stopped going to the movies in the year 2000. That's why I was bluffing with the 2003 movie. Old School?
That's correct. Yeah.
It's the only movie Craig Kilborn's ever been in.
I know.
Who was doing the favor there?
The favors were Sean William Scott and Andy Dick. I think Sean William Scott with the horse tranquilizer and Will Ferrell is one of the funniest scenes ever captured on film.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Leonard is wrong about this one. Ellen Pompeo, Jeremy Piven, Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell, and Luke Wilson. Old school. Okay. And the sex act is Andy Dick comes over and teaches everybody how to blow stuff. Yeah.
I don't think those were favors.
Yeah, that wasn't a simulated sex act.
No, Andy Dick scene and Sean William Scott scenes are both very funny. So, I don't know. Leonard had a carrot up his butt when he reviewed that one. But that means that Ken is on the board with 1 point.
Nice. Just as I planned.
All right, Matt.
Not at all.
It's going to be comeback time.
All right.
But we're going to start with Rory and then go to you.
Okay.
Rory gets picked between Ladies is Pimps suggested.
That was the category.
Oh, no. Ladies is Pimps 2. I'm sorry.
Oh, nice.
Not just Ladies is Pimps, but Ladies is Pimps 2.
T-O-O? Like Teen Wolf?
T-O. Just no, only one O, though.
Aw, I hate those kind of mistakes.
It's an analogy.
He or she suggested Camo Toe, and that's movies with women in the military. At J. Parkis, P-A-R-K-I-S, suggested Rocky's Modern Life, and that's Sylvester Stallone movies after 2006. And at Eddie Nunn suggested Post No Bills, and that's sequels to Bill Murray movies that Bill Murray is not in. Which one of those would you like to play, Rory?
Camo Toe.
Would you like a movie with women in the military from 1981 or 1997?
1997.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1997. He says that it's based on a novel. And
Push by Sapphire.
Sweet Daddy Larry.
And that the sequel to this movie debuted on cable television. And he lists 11 names. 11 once again. How many can you get it in, Rory?
Five names.
He says five. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
This exact movie?
Yeah.
Sam Levine did not get it correct.
Oh, you already know this one?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling Doug.
I apologize. But
everybody,
also,
I just want to go like this. Name it, Rory.
Is it Starship Troopers?
He hasn't even said how many names.
I know. We need to check it out, though.
He did, though.
To be fair.
Oh, he said five?
Cinco.
All right, Rory, name it.
Even though Matt knows it?
I'm just kidding. We're going to play the other movie.
Does that look cool?
That's pretty cool.
Does that look cool?
Yeah.
Thank you, Devin.
All right.
It's a new podcast. Does that look cool?
Rory, knowing what you know now, do you want to pick another category or do you want the other movie from this category?
I'm going to change the category to the second option you had listed.
A Rocky Stallone movies after 2006?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Matt, for pointing that out. Like, I just forgot to erase that.
That's all right.
half a point from Matt.
I don't need it. I don't even need it.
Steve point.
This movie is from 2011, and hey, Rory?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That girl blew me a kiss as she was going to the bathroom. True story, bro. True story.
He means she was actually going to the bathroom, though, not walking there.
I guess she might be going to the bar. There's a lot of options back there.
She blew you a kiss while she was peeing in her diaper.
That's right.
Whoa, she blew two.
She's about 11 months old.
All right, Rory. 2.5 stars. 2011's the year. He says this movie's about a nice guy. He also says that the actor that plays the lead role co-scripted the film. And he lists 5, 10, 15 names. 15 names from 2011. Stallone movies after 2006 is the category.
The entire crew.
How many out of 15?
I'm going to go 8.
Okay.
Got 8 names.
Matt.
Okay. I'll go 7. Thank you.
Great job.
I'm going 5.
Where's Ken's great job?
No one cares about me.
Rory.
Jesus, I appreciate your honesty. You're not getting a ride home.
4 names.
The bottom 4 names of a 15-named Stallone movie in an era where he is pumping out a movie a month.
I don't like the term era, but okay.
An era. Era. Dorchester. This is for you, Rory. Go ahead and name that movie, Rory. I feel like this is what I have to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Rory. Here's your 4 names from this movie from 2011. And we'll have a 3-way tie if you manage to screw this up. Don Rickles. Maya Rudolph. Faison Love. And Jon Favreau. Recent guest on the show. Go see Chef if you live in one of the few places that are showing it.
This is a Stallone movie after 2006 that he is in.
Stallone, yes.
And was one of the...
He participated in this production.
And one of the descriptions was that he, the lead character in this, also co-wrote it.
Uh-huh. And he's a nice guy.
This is Sylvester Stallone, not Frank.
Huh?
This is not Frank Stallone.
That would be a really... I've fucked some things up before. But that would be...
A major problem.
One of the worst.
I'm going to... I think I'm going to get this wrong.
Okay.
Not a first time. Is it Balboa?
Even if it was Rocky Balboa, you'd be wrong.
Can you name
that was called Rocky Balboa.
Can you describe the category again for a second before you tell him he's wrong?
What?
I didn't think I had it anyways.
Yeah, yeah. This was a real tricky one because he's a voice of one of the animals in the Kevin James movie, The Zookeeper.
So it is Balboa.
Zookeeper.
Okay.
Just
Balboa.
Zookeeper, no the. So we have a three-way
tie!
Three-way tie!
All right.
Yes. I think Stallone is the voice of the lion because Ben Stiller was busy.
He gets a lot of roles from that.
Yeah. All right. So this is exciting because this doesn't get to happen as often as I'd like it to. It's time to play the asparagus pee category. I get to explain how it works to Rory, which is going to be the most fun part. Don't blow kisses to him while I'm explaining this. Have you ever played this category, Rory?
I have never made it this far in my life. Go ahead.
Not far. It's just a three-way tie.
I've still never done it.
He's never made it this far with two other people before.
All right, so Ken was left out of that last skirmish, so he gets to go first, and then we go to Matt. And the idea is, Rory, I read the entire review. So pretty much everyone in the room, I mean, unless it's the ref, everyone is going to know what the movie is, and then we're going to start the bidding with Ken, and it pretty much immediately goes into negative names, and then seeing how deep we can go. And of course, those are you're naming them from the top down, not the other way around. Do you think you'll ever be able to see Tommy Lee Jones in anything ever again? Not think, oh, I should have done that different.
I don't watch movies. So.
3 stars from Leonard from this movie. That's from 1988. It's 92 minutes long. It's a USA production. Nearly deceased couple in need of help coping with the afterlife and obnoxious family who's moved into their home. Get it in the form of a renegade spirit named Beetlejuice.
Okay. Keep going. Keep going.
Fantastic special effects make this a sort of live-action cartoon.
Okay.
Added treat, Sylvia Sidney as harried caseworker in the hereafter. Great fun and surprisingly good-natured in spirit. Music by Danny Elfman with a strong assist from Harry Belafonte.
Okay.
Damn! Academy Award winner for makeup, followed by an animated TV series, and Leonard lists 10 names. How many names, Rory?
I'm sorry, Ken.
I'm going to go -3.
Yeah. All right. So, Matt, that means that he thinks he can name the top three.
Oh, I'll go... Five.
Well, Ken, thank you for coming and playing, and you did a great job, but now this is going to come down to Rory and Matt, I think.
Yeah. Come on, Rory. You can do it.
The thing is, I can't say that I would get the order right.
Do you know the movie?
No. Space Cowboys? I don't. -5 is that's a really great play.
Yeah.
Because that six
then it puts
name
you to six.
Is the one thing that I'm like fucking out to lunch on. I know it, but I don't know it at all.
I just hope that Matt, if I were you, I just hope that Matt can't do it.
I think that's what I'm going to have to do. I think that's what I'm going to have to do. Name it.
All right, Matt.
Okay.
Take a second.
All right.
This will be really impressive if you pull it off. You'll tie the record for negative names in this game.
The movie is Beetlejuice.
I'm already impressed.
Great job.
Gonna have to say that the first billed name is Michael Keaton.
Keep going. I'm not gonna say anything until you do all five.
Alec Baldwin.
Keep going.
Gina Davis. Winona Ryder. And I'm gonna say Jeffrey Jones had a better agent at the time. Oh, you don't think I'm right?
I think they're booing his conviction for child pornography.
This is like Price is Right when somebody clearly picks the wrong price and the whole audience is like,
I honestly think you got that wrong, and I think I know the right answer.
I think I know the right one,
okay,
too.
Okay, all right, this is a fun game. Tell me what you think it is, Rory.
Well, I mean, if I throw that out there, that doesn't mean... If he's wrong, I win.
It doesn't mean anything. The game is...
The game is locked the way it is.
I can't be so specific about the order. I think that order might be right, but I think that last name should have been maybe Catherine O'Hare.
Yeah. See, I disagree.
So what's your order, then? What's your five?
I think it would have... that's difficult, because that's a lot of names, but I think Michael Keaton is obviously the first one. Because he played...
You're great at
this.
He played
the husband. Because he played the husband.
Using logic, man.
Michael Keaton... Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder.
Michael Keaton twice.
Ah, fuck it. I just want to know if I had Catherine O'Hare right.
All
right,
what do you got, Ken?
I think it's Michael Keaton, Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, Catherine O'Hara... Yeah, Winona Ryder wasn't a star in '88, people.
She was a year away from Heathers, guys.
And then Winona Ryder.
All right, Devin, what do you think?
I would go Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. I'm gonna go.
Give him a little.
Like a boxing
slack.
Announcer from Balboa.
Michael Keaton. I'm going to actually give it to Gina Davis. Then Alec
All right,
Baldwin.
Sit down.
You asked for it,
John. The correct answer is Michael Keaton, Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, Jeffrey Jones, Catherine O'Hara.
Fuck!
Rory Scovel is the winner! Rory Scovel!
Space Cowboy!
I was right about Jeffrey Jones' agent, though.
You'll always have that.
Then Winona Ryder, then Sylvia Sidney.
Fuck
Robert
everything.
Robert Goulet, Glenn Shaddix, Dick Cavett, and Annie McEnroe.
Goulet. Goulet's above Glenn Shaddix. That's wrong.
That's weird. But, you know, Goulet that was voice. Pretty
that
big
voice
at the
is
time.
Awesome,
where's the... Where's the Umbrella Girl? Come get your prizes, Umbrella.
I am disappointed in all of us. You look like you're wearing some sort of Star Trek uniform, and I'm into it.
She's wearing a dress Rihanna would wear. That's a total Rihanna style. All right, so I'm going to erase Beetlejuice from here right now so that I don't play this a category again and then have to be told halfway through, Doug.
If you erase it, it's still a movie
already. Do you have a shithead on the back of your name tags, fellas?
I believe I do.
I do, yeah.
Right, awesome. Collect those up. Rory, can you, since you won, can you join us at the next taping Monday night in New York City?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Rory's going to travel to New York City to defend his title.
It's really great how Doug just does that with the winner. Whoever wins goes to the next city.
All expenses what? Paid.
I like that a guy in the audience agreed to him doing that before he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be there.
He's not busy that day.
What else you got to plug, Rory? What else is coming up? Second season of Ground Floor?
I'll go quick. Your second season of Ground Floor starts in August. And all my dates for any shows are on my website, roryscovel.com. But also, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm trying to raise money for a friend going through cancer treatment. So go to Twitter and donate $1 and tell everyone to do the same thing and help out one of my best friends.
Kind of a hard plug for the other guys to follow.
That's
right. It's pretty easy because I can just say, go to Rory's Twitter and donate. That's my plug also.
That's all you got going on?
Well, that's all I want to have going on at this point.
Well, now you made it really hard on Kenneth.
So I'm going to say, go to Rory's Twitter and donate $2.
Name them. Name the dollars.
I'll give you the serial numbers. And then also I have a podcast called TV Guidance Counselor. That you should check out. I need the help.
On the back of this name tag is written, "Hello and thank you for selecting the name tag you are currently holding." The shithead is to follow below. This shithead is not to be read. This shit is to be read by Doug at the end of the podcast. Please do not read the shithead aloud prior.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's really involved. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for all of my stuff that I got coming up, and donate $3 to Rory's friend, RoryScoble.com. Thank you to all of my guests, Rory Scoble, Matt Myra, Kenneth Reed. And thank you to everyone, all my Boston friends, for coming out today. You're an amazing crowd. We added a stand-up show here tonight at the Brighton Music Hall at 8 o'clock, and I guess you could probably guess who my special guests are going to be on that one. And as always, that loudmouth who talks throughout the movie is a shithead. And whoever replaces Edgar Wright on Ant-Man is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his